महारवा कुंज बिहारी जय राधा मारवा कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर रारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर रारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर रारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर रारी सोरानन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरा बनाचारी जमुना तीरा बनाचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर रारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर रारी लव गिरि सोरानन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरा बनाचारी जमुना तीरा बनाचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर रारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर रारी सोरानन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन Yashodanandana, brother Janarandana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Sri Sri Radha Madhava Ki. Jai Nitali Deva Vishnu Amrita Pada Divine Grace Lacey Bhakti Vedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada Ki. ISKCON Samtapa Gadari Divine Grace Sri Prabhupada Ki. Ananda Guri Vaishnavinda Ki. Jai Sri Rupa Sanatana Patragana Sri Jeev Gopalava Das Ragana Sadgo Sami Prabhu Ki. Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki. Prem Sikho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nithananda. Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinda Ki. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopi Go Shamakun Radha Kun. Giri Govardhan Ki. Braja Bhumi Vrindavan Dham Ki. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. Bolo Sri Sri Krishna Baldao Ki. Dai Go Premanandi. All glories to the Assembly. All glories to the Assembly. All glories to the Assembly. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru Gauranga. Glories to you, Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 1, Text Number 52. So somehow I sent my glasses for getting new, but they didn't come back, so we'll ask my friend here to chant the verse for us. It's on the board in front of you.
Word by word?
First word by word, then evam bishisam tam papam. That's the meter.
Hare Krishna. Evam Vimrisha Tam Papam Yavad Atmani Darshanam Pujam Asha Vai Shaurir Bahu Mana Puraha Sharanam.
Evam Vimrishyatam Papam. That's the meter.
Evam Vimrishyatam Papam.
यद्वद् आत्मनि दर्शनम् पूजायामाश वैशौरीर् बहुमान पुराशरम् एवं भीमृषया ताम् एवा भीमृषा ताम् पापम् यावद् आत्मनि दर्शनम् पूजायामाश वैशौरीर् बहुमान पुराशरम् एवं भीमृषा तं पापम् यावदात्मनि दर्शनम् पूजायामाश वैशौरीर् बहुमान पुराशरम्
Ladies,
Evam, in this way,
Vimrisha,
after contemplating,
tam,
unto Kamsa, papam, the most sinful, yavat, as far as possible,
atmani darshanam,
with all the intelligence possible within himself, Pujaya Masha, praised. Bhai, indeed. Shauri, Vasudeva. Bahumana, offering all respect. Purasharam, before him. Translation, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta, Srila Prabhupada. After thus considering the matter as far as his knowledge would allow, Vasudeva submitted his proposal to the sinful Kamsa with great respect. Translation, please repeat. After thus considering the matter as far as his knowledge would allow, Vasudeva submitted his proposal to the sinful Kamsa with great respect.
It's Vasudev. Vasudev is Krishna.
Oh, Vasudev. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry, it's Vasudev.
Next verse.
Next verse. Should I just read the verse?
Just like read it.
Prasanna vadanam bhojo nrishim nishamsham nirapatrapam manasa duya manena vihasam idam abravit.
Translation.
Vasudeva's mind was full of anxiety because his wife was facing danger. But in order to please the cruel, shameless, and sinful Kamsa, he externally smiled and spoke to him as follows. Purport His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes one must act dupliciously in a dangerous position, as Vasudeva did to save his wife. The material world is complicated, and to execute one's duties, one cannot avoid adopting such diplomacy. Vasudeva did everything possible to save his wife for the sake of begetting Krishna. This indicates that one may act dupliciously for the purpose of saving Krishna and his interests. According to the arrangement already foretold, Krishna was to appear through Vasudeva and Devaki to kill Kamsa. Vasudev, therefore, had to do everything to save the situation. Although all the events were pre-arranged by Krishna, a devotee must try his best to preserve the purpose of Krishna. Krishna himself is all-powerful, but it is not that a devotee should therefore sit idly and leave everything to him. This instruction is also found in Bhagavad Gita. Although Krishna was doing everything for Arjun never sat down idly as a non-violent gentleman. Rather, he tried his best to fight the battle and be victorious.
Read the translation again. Read the sloka. Yeah.
Prasanya vadanam bhojo.
No need to trans.
Nisham sim nirapatrapam. Manasa duya manena vihasa nidam abravit. Vasudev's mind was full of anxiety because his wife was facing danger. But in order to please the cruel, shameless, and sinful Kamsa, he externally smiled and spoke to him as follows.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitana Manobistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Jadati Swapadandigam Adadana Strinandandai Vridam Yache Puna Puna Sri Marupa Padam Bujo Dulisyam Janma Janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasudhi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Pancha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vaibhata, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. So here we see Vasudeva is in a very complicated situation. His wife is about to be killed by Kamsa, and Kamsa has not accepted any of his good instructions. So now he uses some other type of diplomacy. Here Prabhupada explains that this world is very complicated. So sometimes we may have to be duplicitous in our dealings. That doesn't mean we adopt this dupliciousness with the devotees, because one of the qualities of a devotee is he's straightforward. But since we're living in this complicated material world, and many crooked people are there, so with crooked person we may also have to become crooked. And we have to learn when to apply and not to apply. Prabhupada said, how to catch the fish without getting wet. If we become duplicitous in all our dealings, then we'll get in trouble, especially if we're duplicitous with the Vaishnavas. But with crooked person, then we may have to become ourselves crooked just to protect ourselves, especially for saving the life. Because there's nobody more pro-life than Krishna consciousness. Here is even, Prabhupada is explaining, even being duplicitous, if one has to save his life, he has to tell a lie to save his life. Saving the life is more important than telling the truth. Because at all costs, as far as possible, ultimately we cannot save the life because this body is destined to die one day or another. But we have to attempt to the best of our ability to preserve this life. Because this life, not for sense gratification, but because this life is meant to be used in Krishna's service. Therefore, even though this kansa was, here it says papam, so many words are used. What is it? Without a glass, it's hard to see. Even papam and trapam, shameless. So he's smiling very sweetly at Kans, and now he's going to suggest that it's not Devaki from whom you have fear, it's her sons, and who knows, there may not be sons. So he adopts this duplicitousness in order to save the life of Devaki, then he'll see in the future if there's sons, how we can save them, if it's possible. Of course, it wasn't possible, but as we heard, it was all ordained by the will of the Lord. They were cursed to be killed by their own father in the form of Kamsa. And then we missed one very interesting portion of this Leela last time, was that it doesn't appear to weigh in the way much deeper into the 10th canto when we've already gone to Mathura. We know that Krishna was sent off to Avantipur, Ujjain, in order to attend the school of Sandipani Muni. So at the end, Krishna asks, what can I give induction? And he says, my son has died, you bring back my son from the kingdom of death. So Krishna brought his son back from the kingdom of death. When he got back to Mathura, then Devaki said, for your teacher you brought back the son, but for your own mother you can't bring back the sons. So immediately, he called all the 6 sons to come back. And the Bhagavatam describes very clearly that as soon as she saw her sons, milk began to flow from Devaki's breast, and it said they began to drink, even though they were full-grown sons, they began to drink that milk. And the word is used, prasad. That they were drinking the prasad of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So how is this possible? In his Vaishnav Tosha Nitika, Sanatana Goswami explains that when Vasudev was getting ready to carry Vasudev across the Jamuna, Mother Devaki saw it. It's a long journey. He's just been born. He should get some milk. So before, it's not told there in the verses, but Sanatana Goswami explains this, that she suckled Vasudev before Vasudev carried him off to Gokul. Therefore, because he personally drank the milk of Devaki, her milk became prasad. So by drinking that milk, all the 6 sons became liberated from material existence. So this was all ordained by the Lord. Anyway, the point is that to save one's life, or to save any life. Just like one time, I went to South Africa, some lady came from the university, and she had some special project. And she was interviewing the different religions on their views on abortion, on a test tube baby, and what other way is there? surrogate mother, and so many what different religions had views. Of course, in Vrindavan, nobody asked these types of questions. I was a little bit taken aback. There's usually nobody asks questions like that in Vrindavan. They always ask me, what did Krishna do and where did he do it, and show me. So then I began to think, and actually there's nobody more pro-life than Krishna consciousness. Because for every type of thing, we can find some evidence from Shastra. Just like a surrogate mother. One time, Parvati and Lord Shiva, they were enjoying in the form of monkeys. And Parvati became pregnant. And she looked at her husband and said, look, I already have one son with an elephant head. Now what's going to happen? So somehow they took that embryo and they preserved it in the Himalayas, in a river. And later, when Anjali became pregnant, they pushed that embryo. So Hanuman is partially incarnation of Lord Shiva. They put that in Anjali's womb. So she was a surrogate mother. So even for surrogate mother, we have evidence in our Shastra. Balaram also. Test tube baby, we know that the sons of Dhritarashtra and artificial, insemination. There was one, Bharat Maharaj, not to be concerned with the one, not to be confused with the one who after the earth is named. But his wife, as the Shastras always say, was in season. But his ancestors called him for some work. And he thought it shouldn't go to waste, so he sent his semen back to his wife, so this was artificially inseminated. So even artificial insemination, we have evidence from Shastra. There's nobody more pro-life than Krishna consciousness. Any way that life can come into this world, we're for it. In any way life can be stopped, we're against it. There's no one more pro-life. She was asking all these different questions, and I found something in Shastra for every possibility of bringing life into this world. There's no holds barred on bringing life at any. And there's no way in the world you can kill someone except under extreme circumstance. So this was quite interesting. Anyway, the other day we left off with all the residents of Gokul celebrating Krishna's birth. And there in the purport it describes how they wanted to perform the Jatakarna ceremony, but since Krishna wasn't born in the ordinary way, there was no umbilical cord to cut. So this is described as very amazing. This is another proof that Jiva Goswami and Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur used to prove that Krishna was the son of Nanda and Yasoda. So all the ceremonies were done. Then, back in Mathura, we'll go back to Mathura for a little bit, we'll leave Braj for a minute. Comes heard that there was a girl born to. We heard, first of all, the guards, they heard the baby girl when Vasudev came back carrying the girl child of Devaki, of Yasoda, excuse me. He put her in Devaki's arms and all the doors automatically shut. We already described about this automatic door is not something new. We thought it was a new thing. But 5,000 years ago, they also had automatic doors. And the baby began to cry. Then the guards, they heard the baby crying. They immediately sent word to Kamsa. He was trembling. He managed to kill 6 childs. One was a miscarriage. Now the 8th one is there. And the oracle had said, Atamalal Teraka. This is it. He was practically falling unconscious as he ran toward the... he was shaking with so much fear. He opened the door of the prison cell. And Devaki's there. We can just imagine her scene. She's saying, but it's a girl, it's a girl, it's a girl. But the oracle didn't say the 8th son. He said the 8th child. 8th child of... So he grabbed that girl. Such a cruel demon, we can't even imagine. We don't even want to imagine how cruel. Right in front of the mother, he was going to dash the head of that baby girl on a stone and kill her. And when he threw the child up in the air like this, she slipped out of his hand, took on an 8-armed form, or maybe 12, I can't remember. And she began to laugh. Oh, Kans, you fool! The child who will kill you already been born somewhere else under the sky. And Kans was very upset. He said, just see, no one can conquer destiny. And even the devas are untruthful. And he was very, at that point, he became very remorseful. He begged Vasudeva and Devaki that I committed so many offenses to you. Somehow Vasudeva and Devaki were so noble, they forgave him. Then he released them from the prison. So in the association again, association of Vasudeva, he became a little pious. But as soon as he went back to his ministers, who were all demons, by their association, they said, look, the 8th child told you that this child that will kill you has already been born somewhere else, so we have to kill all the children. So he gave order to kill all the children. Somehow Krishna was protected. But still he understood that Krishna had escaped. So he called Putana. That's very interesting that the first demon that Krishna killed was a woman. I don't know what the women liberals will think about that, but anyway. But Krishna was very smart. He only killed one. All the rest of the demons are men. Lord Rama took him twice. He had to kill 2 before he realized better leave women alone. So Putana, he called Putana. Putana was a type of witch. Prabhupada describes her name as Kechari. There's a village in Braj, I can't remember exactly the name of that village, but that is where Putana appeared. This is a type of witch who's able to travel on a branch of a tree, and they drink the blood of little children. Putana, Putana is my name. Eating little children is my game. So Putana smeared very, very powerful poison on her breast. And she was a very powerful Rakshasi. So she could change her form. She had a very ugly form. So she transformed into a very, very beautiful woman. And she appeared in Gokul, twirling a lotus flower and walking. And everyone saw her, and even the Brijbasis, she was so cleverly disguised, even the Brijbasis were unable to recognize her. Nobody suspected any danger. They all began to speculate that who is this beautiful woman? Somebody said, maybe it's Indrani, the wife of Lord Indra. Maybe she's come to take darshan of Nandalala. Said, no, must be Gauri, the wife of Lord Shiva. No, she's twirling a lotus flower. It must be Lakshmi, the consort of Lord Vishnu himself, has come. In this way, no one suspected anything. Everyone was completely fearless. And nobody impeded her progress. as she walked toward the palace of Nanda Maharaj. When she got to the palace, in fact, she was so beautiful, acharyas have described, that even Mother Yasoda, she became bewildered. She thought, am I the mother? Or is she the mother? Is she the mother? Am I the mother? Yasoda and Rohini were both sitting there, and neither of them stopped the progress. I mean, it's very amazing. A strange woman that nobody knows, without even knocking the door, walks into the house, and nobody tries to stop her. That's very amazing. And in fact, Mother Yasoda, she's so protective of her child. This is very amazing. Because even her best friends can't get darshan. Oh, he just woke up. I have to bathe him. You come after some time. Oh, I just bathed him. I have to feed him. You come after some time. Oh, I just fed him. He has to take rest. You come after some time. Even her best friends have difficulty to get darshan. Now, strange woman, without even knocking the door, just walks into the palace, and neither Rohini or Yasoda do anything to stop her. Our acharyas have explained it can only mean that Krishna expanded his yoga maya potency. Otherwise, even Mother Yasoda's best friends can't get darshan. And she walked over to the crib where Krishna was lying, and even Putana could understand. For a while, she got doubt in her heart that maybe this is my cruel death lying here. He just looked like an innocent child, just a few days old. What fear do we have from a three-day-old child? Anybody has fear from a three-day-old? Nobody. But Putana, some fear came in her heart. And now, this pastime takes an interesting turn because everyone will get to take part in this pastime. Because she smeared her breasts with poison. So when there's need of poison, who do we call? When there's need of poison, who do we call? Who the poison buster? Shiva. So Shiva's also within Krishna. So he called Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva drank all the poison. And Prabhupada explains, Krishna, he doesn't do the killing. That's done by Mahavishnu. Krishna only enjoys loving pastimes with his devotees. So Krishna drank the milk. Who does the killing? Mahavishnu. He's also within Krishna. We explained how all the avatars and expansions merge within the body of Brajendananda and Shamsundar when he appears. So then he called Mahavishnu. And Mahavishnu began to suck out the life of Putana. And Putana began to scream, "Oh, child, leave me! Leave me!" And she ran to the door, and it looked like she flew through the air. Actually, Krishna threw her, even though he was a three-day-old child. And this was a huge rakshasi. He threw her through the air because he knows when she dies, she'll take her huge form, so many kilometers long, she'll smash the whole of Gokul. So he threw her out into the fields and she came crashing down. Whenever you come from Brahmandagat to Gokul, you'll see the road is going down like this and you'll see there's a little place where it comes was down like that. And you can even see where one leg fell and the earth came down, another leg fell and the earth came down, and in between the earth remained above like that. You can see if you're coming from Brahmandagat to Gokul next time you notice. Where one arm fell, the ground is down, beside the ground is up like that. You can see. So then Mother Yasoda, she fainted away, seeing this all happen before her eyes. And everyone ran to the fields, and they saw that her two legs were like the banks of a huge river. Her two breasts were like the high peaks of mountains. Her flat belly was like the summit before the mountain. And Krishna was there on the summit, and he was laughing. Just see what I did. See what I did. Everyone else was frightened. And they made a chain of Brijvasis up to Krishna, then down to the next, down to the next, down to the next, down to the one to the next, one to the next, one to the next. Finally put it in Mother Yasoda's lap. And Mother Yasoda, she regained her consciousness and she began to pray that somehow by my some pious activity I did, I got a child in, late in my life. But by some offense I must have done, I almost lost this child. She began to pray like this. And then she began to chant all the 12 names of Vishnu. Because wherever Vishnu's name is chanted, no boot, prayed, witch, goblin, all these things cannot remain. Just like we had practically experienced, Dhananjay told us this story one time when Vyas Pujadeya was in the manor and Dhananjay was there, old wonderful godbrother of ours. And he was describing how at one point they were staying at John Lennon's estate, Tittenhurst Estate. And they were, because Bury Place Temple was being under construction, the devotees had no place to stay, so John Lennon allowed them to stay. And since Shyam Sundar was a carpenter, he was doing some work on the old estate, some woodwork. And it was being overseen by John Lennon's manager. But if the manager came to work late every day because he couldn't get proper rest because all these weird sounds were coming in his house at night. His wife said, ghosts are there. He said, nonsense. It's rats running in the rafters. Oh, honey, it's ghosts. Anyway, eventually they told Prabhupada about this situation. And Prabhupada said, yes, you should go to that manager's house. You should do Nam Sankirtan. And you should dance counterclockwise. Counterclockwise in a circle. And chant the holy names, and all the ghosts will be driven out from that house. So the manager, he didn't want to have anything to do with it, but he got overruled by the home ministry. She was very interested to get rid of the ghosts. So his wife invited all the devotees. They came there. They did Nam Sankirtan. They danced counterclockwise, had a big kirtan. Of course, they were meat eaters, so they only served the devotees some fruit. They had some fruit prasadam. And next day, bright and early, the manager came to at work. He says, the first night I got nice sleep, there was no noises in the house. You guys chased away all the rats. Oh, nonsense, honey, it was ghosts. So Mother Yasoda began to chant the names of Lord Vishnu, because where Vishnu's name chanted, no ghost can remain. And then she bathed Krishna with cow dung and cow urine. We are modern people, we think, oh, cow dung, cow urine. But these things were used, these are so pure, that they were used to bathe the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna Himself. We become completely backwards by our so-called modernity. Then she took a switch made from the tails of the of cow's hairs from the tail, and she began to, that dust that is raised by the hooves of the cows, she began to dust Krishna with that dust. Then she took Krishna on her lap and he began to drink milk from her breast. If a child drinks milk peacefully, that means he's out of danger. The Mother Yasoda was very happy. Meanwhile, Nanda Maharaj and many of the cowherd men, they had gone to Mathura to pay tax to King Kans. And Basudev had warned Nanda that he should return quickly. There may be disturbances in Gokul. When Nanda came back and he saw this huge form and he heard the whole story, he began to think that Basudev is a great sage, great mystic yogi. He can understand the future. Then they cut up Putana's huge body, they put big logs, and they began to burn it. And most amazing thing happens. I don't know if you've ever been to a crematorium, to the shmashan. It doesn't smell very nice. If you ever burned your hair by accident, then you know that smell. But when they were burning Putana, this very wonderful fragrance began to spread in all directions. Even the demigods in heaven, they began to wonder, from where forth is coming this wonderful fragrance? But actually, Putana, being killed directly by Krishna, she was purified of all her sins. And Jiva Goswami actually explains she got liberation, not just ordinary. Most of the other demons, they just merged into the Brahman effulgence. But Jiva Goswami explains that because she offered some milk to Krishna, she got liberation all the way to the Golok. But she got a special type of liberation where she took the form of a devotee, but she has no direct service. And Jiva Goswami says, like a mother. Like a mother means a nurse. So she became a nurse in the Golok, but she, because of her offense, she doesn't get any direct service to Krishna. But this was most astonishing. She actually came to kill Krishna, but because she offered a little milk, Krishna is so merciful. Sukadeva Goswami is so amazed that Putana came to kill Krishna, but she got liberation. He's completely astonished. He's wondering that Putana tried to kill Krishna, she got liberation just by offering a little milk. What will happen to these people who day and night are chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. What will be their destination? We can't even begin to imagine. Those who are directly serving Krishna day and night, what is their destination? We can't imagine. Just like thinking about that, I'm remembering one pastime of our dear old friend, P.L. Sethi, bless his soul. He was the one who suggested to Prabhupada, that time we still had so many tenants here and devotees. I described where they were living in this Chetai shack. So Sethiji suggested to Prabhupada that we build another floor on top of all the apartment buildings. The devotees can stay and we can make a residence for you also. So Prabhupada agreed. And Sethiji, he was very dear to Prabhupada. Whenever Prabhupada came to Mumbai, then immediately Sethiji would come to see Prabhupada. He was very dear to him. He was the one who helped to stop the destruction of the temporary temple. We know Mr. Nair, he managed to, by his political connections, he managed to have all the devotees arrested, and he brought some men to smash the temple. And just at that point, my wonderful god sister is there, Maitahili. She ran and she spread-eagled in front of the doors of the Didi room, like that. And somebody grabbed her by the hair. The police grabbed her by the hair and were dragging her across the property. And Sethiji just happened to come at that time, at that moment. And he saw this thing going on. He was horrified. And he had some political connections. Just a couple days before, they were celebrating the death anniversary of Bal Thackeray. So he called Bal Thackeray and told him they're destroying a Hindu temple. He immediately stopped the destruction at that temple. We're very grateful to him for this, P.L. Sethi and Thackeray, for this service that they did to stop. And then Sethiji rebuilt. And Mr. Nair came and said, who's going to rebuild? And he looked at his son, Bridge Mohan, who's still alive. And he said, Bridge, you get your revolver. And I'll get my shotgun. We'll see who stops us from building this temple. He said, then it was just like over at Anlila. They're trying to rebuild the temple. It was raining. But even in the rain, they continued because it was Friday. So Saturday, the courts were closed. And Sunday, the courts are closed. Nair couldn't go to the court until Monday to stop us from rebuilding the temple. So by Monday, it was already rebuilt. The court said, temple is there. What can I say? The judge said, what can I say? So this is P.L. Sethi, just for introduction. So Sethiji was building all of these apartment buildings on top of the existing buildings. So one day he was completely covered with cement dust and paint and everything, very dirty. And he thought, how can I go before Guruji? He called Prabhupada Guruji. He said, how can I go before Guruji dressed like this? So he started walking to his car. Then he thought, but how is it possible that I leave without taking leave from Guruji? This is not proper. Even I'm dirty. So he went upstairs to Prabhupada's room, and he came in and he paid his obeisances, and Prabhupada looked at him and he could see that he's all dirty. He said, "So, you are building rooms for my devotees?" "Yes, Guruji, we're building rooms for your devotees. And I am building your room in Goloka Vrindavan." "You are building rooms for my devotees, I'm building your room in Goloka Vrindavan." And people say, he told me, he says, "I'm not a devotee, I don't follow your rules and regulations, I don't chant your 16 rounds, I don't do anything. But I was just serving the devotees of Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, I'm building a room in Goloka for you. So what will happen to you people who are directly serving Prabhupada? Huh? We cannot imagine what destination would be. That's those who are serving, those who serve Prabhupada, get their room made in Goloka. What will happen to us who are serving Prabhupada directly?" Hmm? So this was just reminding me of that wonderful pastime of Setaji. Then from one wonderful saint, I heard a very beautiful version of the pastime of the fruit seller. Because in Mathura, there lived one very, 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 very low caste lady. And in her youth, she lost her husband and no child. No one to look after her. She used to go to the wholesale market and buy some fruit, put it in her basket. She'd find some old wood and lash it together and go to the other side of the Jamuna. And from village to village, she would sell her fruits. She would put her basket on her head and she would go through the villages. Kela, kela, banana, kela, kela, banana, save, save, apple, apple, save, save. Santare, santare, orange, orange, santare, santare, orange, orange, am, am, mango, mango. Like this. And as she wandered from village to village on the other side of the Jamuna, she heard that there's one village called Gokul, and there's one fellow named Nanda Maharaj, and he has the most wonderful son. Incredible son. And they began to describe the wonderful qualities of that son, how he's so beautiful, he's so loving, he's so wonderful. Just by hearing about Krishna, she became attached. She never even saw him. But just by hearing from the village, she became so attached that she was wandering from village to village with her fruits. And she thought she was calling out the names of her fruits. She was calling out the names of Krishna. Govinda Damo Dada Madhaviti, Govinda Damo Dada Madhaviti, Govinda Damo Dada Madhaviti, Govinda Damo Dada Madhaviti. She was carrying her basket on her head, thinking she's calling out the names of her fruits. She was calling out the names of Nandalala. But somehow she never came to that particular village. But every day she would hear about him. Every day she would get her fruits. She'd find some old banana trees and strap them together and get to the other side and go from village to village. She became so attached. She thought, if I don't see this fellow, then what is the use of my life? Just by hearing about Krishna, she became so attached. That's why we have this Bhagavatam class for you every morning. You can hear about Krishna. Just by hearing about Krishna, we'll get so attached. She became so attached just by hearing about him without even seeing him that she thought, if I don't see this fellow, then what is the use of my life? I'm going to give up my life. So one day she came to the bank of the Jamuna. There was some old discarded wood there. She lashed it together somehow. She got to the other side. Somehow she entered right into the village of Gokul. And she thought she was calling out the names of her fruits. She was holding her basket on her head, but she was calling out the names of Nandalala. Govinda Damo Dada Madhaviti, Govinda Damo Dada Madhaviti, Govinda Damo Dada Madhaviti, Govinda Damo Dada. Krishna was inside the palace he heard someone calling his names. He ran out to the palace door and he looked, he saw the fruit lady was coming. And he thought, he saw Nanda Baba doesn't necessarily use money. Because actually I read an article, money is only about 2,000 years old. It was invented 2,000 years ago, this idea of money. This is 5,000 years ago. They bartered. In the old days, we helped one another and we nourished one another and we cooperated with one another. And we traded. You had something I need, I have something you need, we traded and we helped one another. Now we invented money, and if I got money, to hell with everybody else. But old days, we cooperated and loved one another and cooperated with one another. So you saw Vasudeva, that Nanda Baba, he sometimes used barter. So he went to the grain bin with his tiny little hand, he grabbed some grains. And he ran to the front door, and here comes the fruit lady. Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti. Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti. She saw this boy and she thought, this must be that boy they were talking about. And Krishna opened up his little hand. And he's just a little boy, he can't hold so many grains. He's not so expert in holding them. While he was running, they were slipping out between his fingers here and there. Only a few little grains were there. And the fruit lady, she looked, she sat down with her basket. And she said, look, Lala, it doesn't matter. You just do one thing. You sit here in my lap and you look into my eyes and say, Maya. And Krishna looked up the street. He looked down the street with his big lotus petal eyes. He looked all around. Of course, Krishna doesn't care about the caste or creed or color or anything of his devotee. But still, he's playing the part of the son of the king of Braj, Nanda Baba. What will people think if he sits in this low-caste lady's lap? So he looked up the street. He looked down the street. He looked all around. Then he jumped into the fruit lady's lap. And he looked into her eyes and said, Maya? Then he jumped out. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. That fruit lady was so astounded. Krishna had looked into her eyes with so much love. And with such a sweet voice said, Maya? She just filled his arms with so much fruit, filled his arms with so much fruit. He couldn't even carry all those fruits. He kept putting more and more. And he's just a little boy. He doesn't walk straight. He waddles like this. The last thing she saw was him trying to balance all these fruits walking into the house. That was the last thing she saw. She put her basket on her head and began walking back from the Jamuna. When she got to the Jamuna, she thought, my basket's so heavy. I gave him so many fruits. Why is it so heavy? She pulled the basket down and it was filled with rubies as big as a plum and diamonds as big as oranges and sapphires and emeralds and pearls, gold and silver. Unlimited wealth was there. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. But she kept remembering those two little lotus petal eyes looking with so much love into her eyes. And she just kept remembering that sweet little voice, Maya? And she thought, what is the use of all this wealth in front of this little boy? She just threw that basket into the Jamuna and wandered down the banks of Jamuna singing, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. She was never seen again. She was just dancing like a wild woman on the banks of Jamuna. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. She was never seen again. Someone found the body and threw it to the fire. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. So maybe someday, by the mercy of Prabhupada, by the mercy of our Guru Maharajas, by the mercy of the Vaishnavas, we'll chant the name of Krishna with so much love, he'll also come and look into our eyes. Govinda Damodara Madhavedi, Govinda Damodara Madhavedi, Govinda Damodara Madhavedi, Govinda Damodara Madhavedi. Sri Krishna Chandra Bhagavan Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. For those of you who know English, we still have a few copies of our book left, Brajlila Part 2, where this pastime that we just described are all described in this chapter, this particular volume. It's 250 pages of nectar and 10 full-color pictures of Braj. And it's not formal writing, but transcriptions of my lectures. So the way I talk, that's the way the book is, not formal writing. And we're just asking 400 rupees donation for our Brindakum project. And I'm here to sign it if anyone wants a copy. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.